And today we're going to do that again with a Gainesville native, Brigadier General Leslie C. Smith. General, nice to have you with us on WDUN.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing great, and congratulations. Big day for you tomorrow.
Yes, sir, it is.
You will be promoted to Major General.
Yes, sir. Yeah, very, very humbling for the family. I'm actually from Atlanta. Venedra, my wife, is from Beaufort, so I know Gainesville well. I've been up and down the road quite a bit.
you know I-985, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
There you go. Well, congratulations. What a milestone for you. Take us back when you enlisted. Did you ever dream? I mean, what were your plans? Were your plans to go to a lifer, or were you going to serve 4 years, or what was your mindset then?
Well, I think, not many people know what role they're going to do. As a kid growing up in Atlanta, I had an ROTC instructor that asked me what I wanted to do. I told him I wanted to be in business, and he said, think about the Georgia National Guard. So I started off in the National Guard. Went to school at Georgia Southern, go Eagles. And great time down there, and I can't tell you the rest is history. The things we look for in people are the things that we learn in the South, frankly, about respect, about treating people like they're human beings, and yes, sir, no, sir, appreciate what you're doing, and being genuine with people as we learn as young people growing up.
Now, this event actually is really cool because it's open to the public, so anybody can come and see you get your promotion and kind of just share in this experience. Tell us a little bit about the event itself.
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking about that. What basically happens is my boss, who's a four-star general, General Rodriguez, who's in charge of all of the forces and Forces Command, about 650,000, is going to come up and do the promotion. So they play honors to the nation and the national anthem, and then he removes one rank, and my wife does the other side, and we pin on the two stars.
Wow.
My kids, my two daughters, one in college, one in high school, will pin on the epaulets as I take my jacket off, and then they present a flag. Every general officer has his own flag. I have a one-star flag now. They'll replace that with the two-star flag.
Oh, wow. That's going to be an emotional day. I mean, I'm kind of getting the chill bumps here thinking about it, General.
Yes, same here. I mean, you know, the real story is that we never know where we're going to be, and the thing that's so important that we have to invest in our young people, because at the age of five, my dad died. So, and there are so many people that are responsible for getting us to where we are. I don't take that for granted. And that ROTC instructor, uncles and aunts, the college ROTC instructors, the leaders that we have served with, and the people in your family get you to where you are. So that's why it's such a great event, and it will be an emotional event because it's not many folks that get promoted to one-star general, and even less that get promoted to their second star.
Well, we certainly say congratulations. We're all cheering for you, rooting for you there. Brigadier General Leslie C. Smith, soon to be Major General, coming up in about 24 hours or so. Thank you for spending time with us today, but most of all, thank you for serving our country and doing what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I would tell you, just also keep your thoughts and prayers for those soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that are around the world defending our nation, because they do it because of what you do and because of what our nation does to make us strong. So it's important that you continue to do that and keep pushing those young people in the direction of serving the nation, whether or not it's in the military, in schools, in other places, because you get so much from that, more benefits than they ever know as they grow. And I am an example of that today.
Amen, General. Very good words. And again, God bless you, your family, and our country. And thank you again. We look forward to hearing more about you in the future.